عمر كسهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 15th of December, 2022. Today our topic is on Islam and Christianity. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, please give us the comparison between Islam and Christianity.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When one wants to draw a comparison between Islam and Christianity, so we will have to break it up into several segments and several parts. Number one, we take the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran. And that is, the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be, still in its preserved form, the only constitution on the face of the earth in its original form, 6,236 verses from the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till today and till the day of justice, 114 chapters and what we call surahs, and 540 sections, ruku. So like that, we will find that Almighty Allah made divine arrangements for the preservation and protection of the noble Quran. Chapter 15, Surah Hijr, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. You will see everywhere double emphasis. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, Inna, he uses the royal pronoun, we, nahnu, surely we. So Almighty Allah is verifying and, you know, taqidan and re, so emphasizing and reiterating, nazzalna zikra. Nazzalna means to be revealed piecemeal, gradually. All the previous scriptures were revealed jumlata wahida, one shot. So only the Quran was revealed over a period of time, 23 years, on the Mubarak, blessed heart of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we will be the one that we will protect it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. Now if you draw a comparison, so now we ask the Christians, okay, you show us where is the Injil, the gospel, the book and the scripture that was revealed to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus. Not one place they can show us, nor in the Vatican, nor in Jerusalem, nor in the Holy Sepulchre where they say Jesus was buried. No church in the world can show you that. They have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused. Even at my house, I got here 4, 5, 6 different copies of the Bible. I know in English I have the King James Version, then I have the New International Version, then I have the Kitabul Muqaddas, the Arabic one, and then the Urdu one, and then they got another one in English, the Easy Bible or something like that. So you will always notice that there is some revision going on. So some places some words are added, some places some words are omitted, and so forth. And all these are translations. So they don't have a single copy of of the original Injil, that book, that scripture that was revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. Why? This is the miracle of Quran. Whether you take the Psalms, the Zabur, whether you take the Torah revealed to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Psalms revealed to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, or the Injil, the Gospel revealed to Nabi Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Almighty Allah Jalla wala did not say he is going to protect and preserve it. Almighty Allah made them in charge. And Almighty Allah said, بِمَسْتُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَى, that your rabbis and your priests and your clergy, they must be the ones to protect and preserve it. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, surah 5, surah Ma'idah, and verse number 44. So if you look at it, Almighty Allah is speaking about here the Jews, the Christians, all of them, and they are the ones, they're supposed to protect and preserve it, but they didn't do so. And in fact, they brought about the changes in it, the clergy and the rabbis and so forth. A rich person came, they would tell him, no, this ayat and this verse means this. We call that tahrif, we call that interpolation, we call that changing the meaning, changing the words, changing the meaning. يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. So read Surah 5 verse 44, and therefore it's simple, easy. You ask the Pope, that you Pope Benedict, you Pope Francis, you Pope Paul, you Pope, they say the first Pope was Peter. So now if you ask that, remember that you read that Injil, that Gospel that was revealed to, you know, Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and read it by heart. There's no hope for the Pope, because it's non-existent, remember that. Therefore, they have the Catholics, they have the Protestant, they have the Lutherans, they have the Anglicans, and they have so many groupings, and some of them will tell you that these certain verses, we don't accept it. They don't accept it as part of the Bible. So among themselves, they have all these differences. So, and same thing with the Jutlas and the Jews. You must remember that I've been there, alhamdulillah, to, you know, Palestine 5 times, and I went down there to the Holy Sepulchre, and I'll explain that just now. I went then there to the Wailing Wall, and I saw how they pray and how they shake with the Torah and so forth. Holy Sepulchre is for Christians and Wailing Wall for the Jews. And you will see that not one of them have memorized the original Torah. If you ask them, then they'll tell you you're anti-Semite, and they'll tell you all these fairy tale stories. So that is why we say that our constitution has stood the test of time, and therefore Islam is the only true religion, and no other religion can claim to be the truth for all times, all places. Why? Because your constitution is already compromised and corrupted. So that's the first point we must understand.
Mufti Sahab, Muslims say that we believe in Isa alayhi salam, and they too. So what's the harms if we join them in festivals such as Christmas?
First and foremost, you must understand the rank and status of Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Isa means to be fair in complexion. Isa means to be a leader. You can say Jesus, we got no problem with that. So, but we show respect and reverence, so we will say Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So when I say Isa, we say Nabi Isa alayhi salam. When we say Jesus, we say Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about him, Jesus, peace be upon him. From an Islamic perspective, we will say Jesus, his honorable name is mentioned how many times? 25 times in the noble Quran. And if you want the miracle of Quran, then you will see, and remember these notes. One note you must remember is Holy Sepulchre. We'll come back to that. Then you must remember this note I'm giving you now. In Inna masala Isa, inna Allahi ka masali Adam. The parable and the similitude of Jesus, of Isa alayhi salam, is like that of Adam alayhi salam. So remember this, open chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse number 59. Now if you study the Quran, you will find Jesus, Isa alayhi salam's name, Nami Nami Isme Grami, is mentioned 25 times in a noble Quran. If you go to Adam and Eve, Adam alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Adam, his name is also mentioned 25 times in the Quran. You see the similitude, the similarity between the two. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam does not have a father. If any Muslim, so-called Muslim, he says that Jesus has a father, then remember such a person is out of the fold of Islam. He can never be a Muslim. So we must be clear on that issue as well. And remember that we say Isa alayhi salatu salam was a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. His birth was miraculous, and with that we will explain to you Surah Maryam a little bit. And we also believe he belongs to that group of elite prophets and messengers, five of them. And see here, Inna Masala Isa Inna Laika Masali Adam, chapter number 3 and verse number 59. So what is the similarity? 25 times, 25 times. Nabi Adam alayhi salam 25, Nabi Isa 25. Then Adam alayhi salam, no father, no mother. He was created by Almighty Allah himself to be the first human being and the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Therefore, Almighty Allah in various verses addresses us, Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam. So we need to understand that you are the progeny of Adam. And remember, Jesus, no father. So that is the similitude and similarity. The mother was there. So we must be clear on that issue as well. Now, if you want, just for a moment, let me take you to the Bible and show you what the Bible teaches us. And I'll tell you my personal experience, what I heard on the radio once, you know. So yeah, I give you the Bible. So remember this, what does the Bible say regarding the genealogy and the birth of and the father of Jesus, Allah forbid? That you will be shocked when you read. Therefore, the problem with the Christians, majority of them have not read the Bible. The entire Bible, they have not read. You must remember that. Therefore, they get so surprised and so forth for this. See, I read for you. Son of God or Son of Holy Ghost. That's the heading. This book by Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah, it's called The Choice, The Choice. Wonderful, wonderful book. And the full title, The Choice, Islam and Christianity, A Search for the Truth. A masterpiece it is. I read for you from this book, page 259. The Christians, in their overwhelming zeal to produce a genealogy for their Lord and Master Jesus, have invented two genealogies, one by Saint Matthew and the other by Saint Luke. Between these two lists of the ancestors of Jesus, peace be upon him, they gave him 66 fathers and grandfathers. So Saint Luke and Saint Matthew, 66 fathers and grandfathers. Of this list, no two names are identical. So he's got his own list, Saint Luke and Saint Matthew, they're nothing. Except Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf Najjar we say, who can in no way be called the father of Jesus Christ, because Matthew tells us, before they, Joseph the carpenter and Mary came together as husband and wife, she was found with child by the Holy Ghost. So you see, already they're speaking about a marriage that took place between who? Between Mary and Joseph the carpenter. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto the Mahdi, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her by the Holy Ghost. Now see here what's happening. This what they quoted is Matthew and chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Now see what he says. Matthew, within three verses, confirms twice that it was the Holy Ghost who impregnated Mary. By definition, we know that in every language of the world, the one who is responsible for impregnating a woman is the actual father and not the putative father, putative supposed father. Hence, according to the unequivocal statement of Matthew, the Holy Ghost is the actual father of Jesus and not God Almighty. The Christian world should review their theology by calling their God Jesus, the Son of the Holy Ghost, and not the Son of God. You see that? So this is now, they are saying that in the Bible, that Jesus has a father. So already we have huge differences. We say that Jesus was born miraculously and nobody touched, no strange man touched. Remember, Sayyidah Maryam, Mary. You know, one day, from very young age, I love listening to radio. We never dreamt one day we will be speaking on radio and so forth. So one day they had Bishop Tutu. Bishop Tutu belonged to the Anglican Church. And I'm sure if you go, you know, to 702 and that, and they pick up all those interviews of Tutu and them on the archives. So you'll pick this one. I read it myself. Tutu said, whether you believe Jesus has a father or doesn't have a father is not a big thing. Like, I'm just paraphrasing him. So you can still be a Christian. You say Jesus has a father or doesn't have a father. Father meaning Joseph the carpenter and so forth. Now we as Muslims, we reject that totally. Now that will bring us to the next topic, and that is Sayyidah Maryam, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Azra. So remember that Sayyidah Maryam, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and there's an entire surah dedicated, an entire chapter dedicated to this honorable lady, chapter 19, called Surah Maryam, and she is the only lady that whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. No other lady's name is mentioned. So if you want to understand the position of Maryam, Mary, radiallahu anha, Allah be pleased with her, her beloved son, Nabi Isa, alayhi salam, you have to read Surah Maryam, and especially every person has to do this, Muslim, non-Muslim, but especially the Christians, and read Surah Maryam, and that is chapter 19, and verses number 16, Wadhkur fil kitab. Maryam. Remember in the book Mary. So you start from there, chapter 19 and verse 16, and then you will continue right up to verse number 37. So you read these two pages, Surah Maryam, chapter 19 and verses 16, and right up to verse number 37. So then you will understand. And if you leave your bias and prejudice one side and you just say, let us read with the open heart and open mind, you will see the respect and honor that the Quran showers and bestows upon Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, on Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, and then you juxtapose and compare what the Bible says, then you will see Zameen Asman Farq, Al Farq Bain al-Thara wa Thuraya, the difference is between the heavens and the earth, because the Quran Sharif is still the direct word and direct speech of Almighty Allah. And you know that the Bibles, all of them today, are translation, and you know many a time a translator is a traitor, so therefore you have so many different versions and so forth and so on. So that is why we say we need to understand first the position of the Constitution learned one side Quran and one side the Injil, the Gospel. Then you say Islam and Jesus, peace be upon him, and what Christianity says about him. And I just gave you from Matthew and so forth. And thereafter, you must remember that you say about her position of Mary, what Islam says about her, and what the Bible says about her, and so forth. So all this will show you that Islam has showed much more honor to Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his mother. And one statement I made, but I didn't give you the reference, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul, that there are people that you must exercise patience, like the ulul azmi min ar-rusul. These are the elite group. Every messenger prophet is selected by Almighty Allah, but five of them belong to the highest rank and status. And who are the five? So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, so he's two, then Nabi Musa alayhi salam, three, and thereafter Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, he's four. You see, Jesus belongs to them. And then number five, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. Surah 46, Surah Ahqaf, and verse number 35, the last verse of Surah 46, easy way to remember. So that is what Islam does. It elevates and shows us the true position.
Mufti Saab, for Maryam, should we say alayhi salam or radiallahu anha?
Remember that some ulama say alayhi salam and some say radiallahu anha. Radiallahu anha is correct. You must remember, definitely Allah is pleased with her. Allah made divine arrangement and so forth and so on. And I'll explain to you another issue as well. And you must remember that for to say alayhi salam for her, that's incorrect, because as far as we are concerned as Muslims, the Quran Sharif is very clear on this topic. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that we have not sent before you, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا, some places مِنْ قَبْلِكَ also, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ, only men were sent as prophets and messengers, no lady was sent. So this is enshrined in chapter 21 and verse number 7. The highest a lady can reach is the rank of Siddiqah. So remember, therefore, Almighty Allah calls Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha wa ummuhu Siddiqah. So if you open chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 75, you will find Mal Masih ibn Maryam illa Rasul, that Jesus is called Masih. That's another term, you must know, Messiah. So why is he called Masih? When he would massage and rub the people, they would be cured with the permission and the command of Almighty Allah. So he was a messenger of Almighty Allah, not the son of God or the son of the Holy Ghost or anybody else, and he was born miraculously. قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رُسُولٍ, and before him many messengers came. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ, and she is a Siddiqa, one who is very truthful. كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ, mother and son both used to eat food. So how can we God with eating food and all that? So remember the Surah 5 verse number 75. So that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Now we come to another topic also, which is very interesting. And let me finish this topic, then we'll go for a break. That now the Christian world is fooled, you must remember. How are they fooled? They were hijacked, you must remember. You see, there must be a Jutla somewhere in the mix, a Jew, you know. So there was a guy, his name was Saul. You see, you hear Jews today, Saul Kuzner, and Saul this, and Saul all that. So S-O-L. So we say Suleiman, they say Saul. And anyway, so remember that. So what happens is, Saul saw a dream. He's a Jutla. Yutla, a Jew. And then Saul says, no, the true religion is Christianity. So he changes and converts and embraces Christianity, and his name becomes from Saul to Paul, you see. So today what the Christians are practicing on Trinity, Christmas, 25th December, and the Easter and all that is called the Pauline theory. Practicing not what Jesus taught them, not what Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha said and so forth. You must remember what Paul said. So that is how they got the whole Christianity got hijacked. Take this one here, then we'll go for a break. Then when we come back, we'll discuss about Easter and so forth. So when was Jesus born? That's the question. So the Christians say 25th December. So we ask them, is it mentioned in the Bible? They say no. Is it by mention anywhere authentic? They say no. Say no, we got the Jilin and Jilin from one generation to another. So we tell you, but the Quran is rejecting that, and the Bible also is rejecting that. So how is the Quran rejecting that? So you must remember this, that when you study Surah Maryam, the chapter regarding Mary, we just gave you now chapter 19. So there Almighty Allah speaks about the divine arrangement Almighty Allah made. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ. That now she got fell pregnant, and she said that, but no man has touched me, strange man. أَيْ كَأَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامُ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرُ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. How can I give birth to a baby boy and no strange man has touched me, no Joseph Carpenter or anybody has touched me, and I am not a woman of loose morals, I am chaste, I am pure. Therefore we call her Maryam al-Azra, Maryam the Virgin. We call her Maryam al-Batul. What the Battal, the Quran says, that what she did. So, idin tabadat min ahliya makanan sharqiya. So she went away to the eastern side and so forth and all that. So Batul, to move away from the toxic environment and vices and go to a pure place. So anyway, all that we say. So Jibreel alayhi salam, the archangel, told her, no, this is the command of Almighty Allah. Now the arrangements, when she's going to experience labor, what will happen? فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَادُ إِلَىٰ جِذْءِ النَّخْلَةِ. So the labor pains came to her, and she was there by the trunk of the date tree. She said, you know, it was better I died, and nobody should know me. So Allah says, no, فَنَادَاهَا. Allah told her directly, or Jibreel told her, that min tahtiya, that see beneath you, Allah tahzani, don't be now sad and grieve. Qad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya, Allah has made beneath you the arrangements for a stream and water. Wa huzzi ilayki bijiz'in nakhla, so you just shake the tree, because dunya is darul asbab, the place of means. So shake the tree a little bit, and the fresh dates will fall down. Tusaqit alayki rutaban janiya, فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي أَيْنَا. So all this go read in Surah Maryam chapter 19 and verses 16 right up to 25-26 for this what I mentioned. Otherwise you carry on right up to verse 37. So Almighty Allah is teaching us fresh dates. All this happens when? In June, July. That's it, hot midsummer. So you know, I've been there, so we know what's happening also. Now if you go 25th December to Palestine, today occupied Palestine, is midwinter. So remember, it's so cold. We used to keep our hudu, and that from Zohar right till Isha, because many places there were no facilities for hot water and so forth. So therefore it can never be. And the best part is two more things, then we can go for a break. Go to Luke, that the Bible in Luke, and you will see that it's written there that the shepherds were taking out their flock and their animals, and they were grazing and so forth. So all these are qara'in, all these are dala'il and proof that Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's birth took place during summer and not winter. So that is the best proof. No Christian in the world can rebuke and refute this. Remember this. Your Puritan Parliament of Britain, I'm repeating, the Puritan Parliament of Britain, it banned Christmas celebrations on 25th December and said that this is a pagan custom, a pagan tradition, and has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. The Puritan Parliament in Britain in the year 1647, underline that, underscore that, 1647 banned it. So what you talking, Christians? You yourself are dear Makar and mixed up and confused and your fuses are blown, that you say you're celebrating the birth of Jesus, but your parliament is telling you, your Christian leaders are telling you that Jesus was not born on 25th December. And if you go to Cairo, Egypt, you have the Qibti, the 10%, 8% plus minus of the population. Even today in Egypt, the Coptic Church rejects it. They say that is not 25th December, the birth of Jesus. You go to Russia, so there you get the Orthodox Church. So remember, they also reject it and say that it wasn't 25th December. So therefore, the Quran Sharif, every word, every ayat is a sign. And an ayat, a sign and symbol of Allah. So Almighty Allah says, Jesus is also telling people, wa inna Allah rabbi wa rabbukum, verily Allah is my sustainer, nourisher, and your sustainer, nourisher, fa'abuduhu. So fa'abuduhu, worship him alone. Hadha siratun mustaqim. That is the straight path. So what happened to Christianity? Fakhtalafal ahzab. They made so many grouping and splinter groups. So for wailul lil ladina kafaru, so woe and destruction to these people who are non-Muslims. Open chapter 19, Surah Maryam, the chapter regarding Mary, verses 36 and 37. So that is where you are today. You as a Christian, manidda ashayan falay dalil, you claim that Jesus was born on 25th December. So show us from authentic sources, where is it mentioned? And not one, no pope, no priest, no pastor, no one can prove that. So therefore, we must understand. And then if you want to take it further, they say Jesus is the Son of God. So then we bring three arguments for that. We say, okay, hypothetically, for argument's sake, let us go with that for a little while in debate, so in discussion. So who was running the world and the entire cosmos and universe before the birth of Jesus? If Jesus was born 25th December, so it means Jesus was not there before that. So who was running the world then? So number one. Number two is this, you say that Jesus was crucified and he was put on the cross and he died for your sins. So he's God and then he's crucified. He couldn't help himself. God couldn't help his son. So, I mean, now, how does all this reconcile? So you have a strong God or a weak God? You have a God that's crying and crucified? So that's the another question no one can answer. Third one, and we'll come to this after the break. Remember this, that is, they say that Jesus was buried in the tomb. He was put in the grave and so forth and so on. And he lied there. And when Mary Magdalene came on the Sunday, it was empty. So now just take these three arguments. Jesus born, Jesus crucified, Jesus dies and is buried, and you say same time he's God. So in other words, you are saying your God is born. You are saying your God is crucified. You're saying your God died and is buried. So who's running the world then? So you see, that makes a mockery of Jesus, of Christianity and Jesus and Mary. So therefore, Christianity is a dying religion. And you saw the latest figures and survey coming from England and Wales. It's gone to below 50% for the first time because people have realized that now is the time. Internet, information, explosion, anything you want, you can find. So when you raise these arguments, no one can give the answers. So people will then flock and gravitate to the true religion, and that is Islam. So that is our message for one and all and sundry.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you back to the segment. Muftisab, what is the meaning of Holy Safarkas?
Holy sepulchre, C-H-R-E. Holy sepulchre means that the holy place where Jesus was supposed to be buried and so forth and so on. You see, when we speak, then we must bring dalil and evidence and proof. So I'm reading now from the Bible, or you want to say Holy Bible or what? It is, for us, it doesn't matter. We can say Holy Bible or Bible. So now the question they say in the Bible, and this is what the priest and the Bible thumpers, they tell their flock, and their flock, they just make G, 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 yes. You know, like how in Muslims you get people, their surname is Jibai, you know. So you know why Jibai? Anything you tell them, you say G, 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 so they call them Jibai. Then you get the other one, they say no, no, no. So they make Nanabai. So this time, no, no, no. So one became Jibai and one became Nanabai, like that. So Jibai was the yes group and Nanabai was the opposition. So the no group and this time. Anyway, that is just light-hearted business. So now the Bible says Jesus like Jonah. You see, Jesus like Jonah. Now I'm reading you to you from the Bible. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, meaning Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, swallowed by the fish, and 3 days, three nights in the belly of the fish and the whale, So shall the son of man be 3 days and three nights in the earth, in the heart of the earth, and 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Bible, Matthew chapter 12 verse 40. Matthew chapter 12 verse 40. So remember that there. Now, we finished up Christmas and we debunked it and refuted it and everything from their own sources. Now let's come to Easter. The world celebrates Easter. But if you ask them, they don't know exactly what they're celebrating. So they say Jesus was put on the cross. So therefore they call, our people call it cross. The proper term is crucifix. The cross, if you want to use the proper term, is called crucifix. So remember, the crucifix, the cross, became a holy symbol. Why? Because Jesus was put on the cross and he died and all that, according to Christians. Islam rejects all this. Wama qatalu, wama salabu. So remember, Almighty Allah says, you see the jutlas, the Jews, not from now, from time immemorial, they are murderers. They are murderers of prophets and messengers. They are murderers and they try to assassinate and kill Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They try to murder and assassinate Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. So they are murderers and attempted murderers as well. And today you can see the baby killers and so forth, what they are doing in occupied Palestine. Never mind that, we come to our topic. If you want, then go to chapter 4, Surah Nisa, and verses 155, 156, 157, 158. So, وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهُتَانًا عَظِيمًا. They, the Christians and the Jews, so now we're speaking about the Jews. So the Jews, because of their kufr and blasphemy, وَقَوْلِهِمْ, and their statement, عَلَى مَرْيَمْ, again Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, بُهُتَانًا عَظِيمًا, a very, very big and a very, very, you know, ghastly, remember, accusation, allegation. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. نَقَلَ كُفَرْ كُفَرْنَ بَاشِرْ نَقْلُ الْكُفْرِ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرِينَ. They said that Jesus is son of a harlot. They said that she is a loose lady and like a prostitute and so forth. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. That is what the Jutla said of Mary and Jesus. You can go and see in their Talmud and their books, and Quran is telling us. وَقَوْلِهِمْ, and then they said, the Jutlas, the Jews said, إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ, and we murdered and killed Masih, the Messiah. أي إيسى بن مريم, the son of Maryam, Mary, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah. Allah refutes it, Allah Ta'ala rejects it with the contempt it deserves. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, nor did they kill him, nor did they crucify him. Chapter 4, verses 155, 156, 157, and it carries on. Now let us come back to this. So now Friday, They say, the Christians, that, remember, Jesus was now crucified, right? He died for their sins and so forth. So now, 3 days, 3 nights, Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, in case you don't understanding, Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam, is in the belly of the whale, belly of the fish. So he, Jesus, has to be in the belly of the earth 3 days, 3 nights as well, to be similar and the same and like Jonah. Jesus like Jonah. So how will it be that when Jesus has to be like Jonah, so Jonah spent 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so Jesus has to spend 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the land and sand and earth. So that is, I just paraphrased it, Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. So let us go and see in reality what happens. So Friday night, they buried him in the tomb. So that tomb there, tomb means grave. So the tomb, they buried him in that holy sepulchre. Okay? So that is Friday night. So that's one night. Then Saturday, the whole Saturday passed. Then Saturday night, you must remember, passed. So how much it was? Total 1 day and 2 nights. Sunday, the day it wasn't, nobody was there. Why? When Mary Magdalene went to the tomb was empty. So they all accepted that. So if you draw the comparison, Jonah, Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, is where, you must remember, in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. And Matthew has confirmed us in the Holy Bible, chapter 12, verse 40. And they said that Jesus will be like him, 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth. But when we look at the reality, then it turns out to be 1 day and 2 nights, Friday night and Saturday night and the day of Saturday. So it turns out to be 2 nights and 1 day. So this riddle, this dilemma, this conundrum, call whatever you want, not one person can solve it in the Christian. So the whole Easter also is cooked up, you see. So we must understand this here, that how you refute Christianity from an academic perspective, and whenever you want to discuss Shiaism, you must use their books. You want to discuss Christianity, use their books. You want to discuss Judaism, discuss them. So we're using your Bible. And now let me give it another political dimension. And inshallah, next week we'll continue also. So there's no such thing like Christmas. And remember, your biggest evidence is 1647. Puritan Parliament of Britain said is a pagan custom and has nothing to do with Christianity. Now I'm telling you, even this Easter, you Christians, you are being hoodwinked and they are taking you for a big ride. You must remember this. And the capitalists, they love it because they make more and more money. They have their istimas, they have their gatherings. If you see in South Africa, the banks, some of them, they close for other people where they have there, you must remember, in Limpopo and all that, they are bigger seller, istima and gathering, and millions of people attend and the money goes to the bank. The bank don't want to serve anybody else, we're serving you only. So it's becoming a money spinner. But I want to give you the political and historical background of this, and you tell me, where is Christianity and where is Islam? We will use the Gregorian calendar. 636, 637. Some historians wrote 636, 637. So anyway, whether you say 636, 637, that's not important. Islamically, it was the 16th year after the Hijrah. So after the migration. Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'minin comes from Medina Munawwara, and remember, the Christians surrender. And who is the leader of the Christians? His name is Sofrianus. Sofrianus says to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu an, who lay siege there on Jerusalem, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, and says that now we're going to hand over the key. But our scriptures, our books say we must hand it over to Umar. Who is Umar? So they pose the question. So he says it's right. He's the Amirul Mu'mineen. He's the Khalifa and he will come. So from Medina came came, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu gave that memorable speech and so forth. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a people Allah gave us honor because of Islam. وَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. If we go and seek any other ism, then Allah will disgrace and humiliate us. See today the Arab countries, see the Muslim countries, see the Muslims in the non-Muslim countries. 90% humiliated, disgraced, because it's in their hearts and minds that the West is the best and white is right. That is the Muslim mentality today. So anyway, so that's a separate topic. Then when he handed over the key to Sayyidina Umar for Baka, he Sufriyana started crying. So why are you crying? He said, Inna zulma lasa'a. When you oppress people, it will last for a period, and then it will be stripped, it will be taken away, snatched away from you. Wa inna al-adla ila qiyam sa'a. But if you have justice, it will last till the day of justice. Then the peace treaty signed in the holy sepulcher, remember the church and so forth, and there it was said, your monasteries, your places of worship, all will be protected, nothing demolished. Sufyanus told him, pray, it's time for prayer. He said, if I look at Sayyidina Umar's foresight, insight, he said, I can pray, it's no problem. But I fear for you. My Muslims will come in the latter generations and they'll say, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar prayed here, so we want to take this over. So rather I don't pray here and it'll stay in your possession. He threw a stone. Where the stone landed, you got Masjidul Aqsa, you have Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the Golden Dome, and not far from there, Masjid Umar. There Sayyidina Umar performed the Salat. And next to it is the Holy Sepulcher, Mithaq-e-Umar. This document is called Mithaq-e-Umar. Right? All this happens in 636, 637 Gregorian calendar. Till 1099, it's Muslim rule. Till 1099 is Muslim rule. Then there was a pope. He fired up the emotions of the Christians and told them, you got no shame, you got no faith, you don't have conviction. Can't you see that Jerusalem, Palestine is taken over by the Muslims? And then they came. And from 1099 to 1187, 88 years occupation, ihtilal. So how you got ihtilalul Yahud? Nowadays you got occupation by the Jutla, 75 years. So remember that, plus minus 75 years. So remember that, that time they had 88 years occupation by the Salbiyin, the Crusaders. The blood was flowing more than water in some parts of Jerusalem, and even the Christians are ashamed to speak of this. The tyranny, the oppression, the transgression carried out against the Muslims and some Jews. We speak the truth. Some Jews were also killed, but 99-95% were Muslims. So all that happened, Almighty Allah in His infinite grace and mercy chooses a person who's not an Arab. A person who never saw Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Salahuddin Ayyubi Al-Kurdi, Saladin the Just, the West call him. He, if you go and study, we've been to all these places, alhamdulillah. You go to Asqalan, Hittin, Akka and all. So all these places he won, and lo and behold, on 27th Rajab, and it was the year 1187, so now Jerusalem, all, they were all flags there, and crucifix there, the cross was everywhere, Masjidul Aqsa everywhere. No Jummah Salat, no Salat for 88 years. Allah chose this man who would not even smile. He said, what is there for me to smile when our holy lands are under occupation? And then when they defeated the enemy, the Jummah came. He climbed on the minbar of Salahuddin, Ayyubi climbs on the minbar of Nuruddin Zanki. So when he climbs, I saw that minbar also, and it made of wood, and not one nail was knocked in it. The Jutlas in 1969, they burnt it and so forth, the Haramis. Allah dispatched them to hell. So you must remember this. So what happened was that when he started the khutbah, khutbah after 88 years, now remember, Jummah Salat is resuming. How do you start a khutbah? You have to be a genius like Salahuddin. Ayyubi rahimahullah, he read the verse, فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and the relics of the zalims and the oppressors, they've been cut to shreds, and we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone for this great magnificent victory. فَقُتِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, and verse number 45. Then he gave them so much freedom, all that. And then they kept his name, Saladin the Just. Now you Christians, this is your holiest place in Christendom. And that is the Holy Sepulchre, not the Vatican, not any other church. This is your holiest place, and you admit to it. But they can't trust a Christian church, a Christian person, and a pope or a pastor or a priest. They can't give it to the Catholics, they can't give it to the Lutherans, they can't give it to the Protestants, Anglican, no one. So from time of Salahuddin Ayyubi, 1187, till now, 2022, you do the maths and see how many hundreds of years have passed. The keys of the holiest church in Christianity is still in the hands of Muslims. Muslims open the church, Muslims close the church, the holiest place. But the Muslim is called terrorist today by the mass media. But we're looking after your church and so forth. The karamat and the honor Allah bestowed on Salahuddin Ayyubi ba'da wafatihi, even after his death. Remember that. And then remember, and CNN carried a wonderful and great documentary on all this, on how the keys are still in the hands of the Muslims. So you must go and read that whole thing and see. So remember, so we speak with proof, not come fairy tale stories. And last point, then we finish. Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just, we went to his Qabr Mubarak. If you go to Syria, you will find that where the Jamia Umayyah, Bani Umayyah Masjid is. So there, he's buried just outside there. The German leader sent a plaque and said, put this on the grave of Salahuddin, Saladin the Just. So what more is there to speak? So you Christians, you need to do some deep thinking. Are you really practicing the truth? You might be sincere, we're not debating that, but this pope, these priests, these pastors are making you fools, and every day an idiot and a fool is born. Messes are asses. So remember this, that they're taking you for a big ride, whether it's your Christmas or whether it is your Easter. And my Muslim brothers, sisters, you also more interested in all nonsensical things like World Cup and all that nonsense. So rather read about this, so when you speak, then you know how to speak and you know how to win an argument rather than just getting emotional and so forth. So inshallah, next week we'll speak about how many problems there are in the Bible and so forth. Next up, 12 o'clock, the news with Brother Suleiman Esop. Thereafter, Mona Ridwan Kaji, drugs and its negative effects. 1 o'clock, the Adhan, and 1:05 to 1:30, Surah in Shiqaq. And that will be from verse 22 till the end of the Surah. And remember that 1:30 to 2 will be Surah Muhammad, and verses 13 to 19, 2 to 3, Mufti Hashim Bouda, and Disunity, the Causes and the Cure, 3 to 3:30, the repeat of the Q&A, 3:35, remember, to 4 will be the Great Legacy of Islam, Sheikh Zahir Mahmood of UK, and then 4 to 5 will be Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri. Said that, remember, the adab we must have and the etiquettes and so forth, Kirk Adab when we enter the home and so forth. And then 5 to 7 will be Mona Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30 the repeat of today's tafsir, and then 7:30 to 8 will be the Mona Yunus Patel, 8 to 10 the discussion Mona Arafat and Mona Salim Karim, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, assalamu alaikum.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. We head on for our news now with Brother Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah.